agenda items and Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving to agenda item 3, roll call.
Speaker Jackson.
Present.
Senator Becker.
Present.
Senator Billman.
Present.
Senator Bussman.
Absent excuse.
Senator Camilli.
Present.
Senator Cook.
Present.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Present.
Senator Compton.
Present.
Senator Flangus.
Present.
Senator Kirkendall.
Present.
Senator Lippy.
Present.
Senator Ma.
Present.
Senator Maul.
Present.
Senator Martinez.
Present.
Senator Panningbatten.
Present.
Senator Sarwar.
Present.
Senator Say.
Present.
Senator Smith.
Present.
Senator Stopka.
Present.
Senator Sullivan.
Present.
Senator Thummel.
Present.
Senator Toole.
Present.
Senator Trommel. Trommer, sorry. Quorum is present.
Thank you. Moving to agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to adopt the minutes from August 30th, 2017. Senator Smith.
I move to adopt the minutes to approve the minutes from August 30th, 2017 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Moving to agenda item 5, public comment. We're going to be limiting the public comment to 2 minutes today. Is there anyone wishing to speak? Yes.
You'll have, as usual, well, 2 things this week. First of all, now that the pack is 0-5, maybe it's time that Commissioner Bell got that pink slip. But you might not be aware of this because it probably didn't happen while any of you were here. But Chris Ault quit as coach 3 times, and the first 2 he came back. So maybe if the university offers him enough money, maybe a few a few hundred thousand a year, he'll do us the big favor of coming back from Italy and making a third comeback. After all, football is more important than education, isn't it? The other thing, this terrible thing in Vegas, well, the editor of the brochure are absolutely right that it should not be politicized, but it already is being politicized. The gun grabbers are already using this as an excuse to take away our guns, and failing to mention that cases where handguns prevented deaths. There was a case at the University of Virginia, no, it was the Appalachian Law School in Virginia a few years ago. A student who wasn't doing well got a handgun. He killed the dean, a professor, and another student before 3 students subdued him. Now, a lot of papers had a story on this, but only 5 mentioned that 2 of the 3 who subdued him have also had handguns. And what was really tacky is that some of the papers that didn't mention that then used the incident as a basis for an editorial demanding everybody's handguns be taken away. And the same thing is happening now. Obviously, in this thing in Vegas, having guns wouldn't have helped to the victims, but it certainly would have made a difference that killing at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando last year. So don't be taken in by the propaganda on that thing.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? Dr. Hayden. Floating around to thank our speakers at the vigil last night. There's always one for Savannah, who's a student here that was largely affected by this, so make sure you sign those cards. We also have the banner right here that we're going to be delivering to the UNLV student government tomorrow, so if any of you guys want to sign that, please do. It's up there, and even after the meeting, too. It'd be great. Is there any other public comment to say? Seeing none, I'd like to move straight into my report. So I'm moving to agenda item 7N, and I'd actually like to yield my time to Dr. Yanni Dickens, the Assistant Director of Counseling Services. Would you like to come up to me, please? Thank you for being here.
Okay. Thank you for having me. So I wanted to take some time tonight. I know I've spoken with you all before, as our director, Cindy Martinsky, has to talk to you about our services. So I wanted to remind you of that and to chat with you all and see how you were all doing, because I understand there's been a number of events
students that can't get in that day, like, other than just telling them to call again the next day? Like, is there any emergency resources you give them, like, in case they need those?
Yeah, so if it's an emergency, we just basically, we talk to whoever's available. When someone comes forward, inevitably, we see a person who is in crisis. So, like, if our walk-ins are full, our IAs are full, that rarely happens. And someone were to come in and say it's an emergency, we would just find somebody to see that person. Of course, we have operating hours, and we extended them a few years all the way up until 8 o'clock. So after 8 o'clock, we then have an on-call phone
you know, you're trying to process it yourself at the same time, so that's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have a very large training program where there are doctoral level students being trained who are therapists in the counseling center. They're very good. And we provide them the advice, and this is something to consider for yourselves as leaders, because students look to you for help, and they have problems, and they might need to know where to go. So what we tell our emerging trainees who want to be therapists is that it's essential to practice self-care. The analogy is right. You know, if you're on the plane, they say take the oxygen and put it on yourself before others, before helping others. And so we advocate taking care of yourself as leaders, as students, and then supporting other people as well. And that includes trying, you know, I know, like a few of you said, it was difficult to sleep. You know, trying to do what you can to practice effective sleep hygiene techniques is something that counts as something you teach people to do. But then, you know, some of us have trouble sleeping because of what happens. So that's just, I think, a normal response. But taking care of sleeping, taking care of eating, trying to manage your schedule, staying active, physical activity and exercise, these are all things that decrease vulnerability to negative emotions and help manage stress. And it's a good specific behavioral place to start. And everyone differs in their way that they cope with these things. Some people want to and need to talk about things and process them. And other people need some time to think and internalize it before they do that. And I think depending on how closely affected you are by this, you're going to have some negative emotions and thoughts. So I would say there's no wrong way to cope with this unless it's ineffective, it doesn't work. And if you need ideas of how to cope better, that's what we're here for. But I would say take care of yourselves as you try to manage your already busy life as much as you can first.
Anything else? Any other questions?
If you have anything else to add, but...
Well, I would like to just ask if there's anything else that we can do, and if anyone has suggestions.
Are you guys looking into the residence halls? I'm a resident assistant there, and I was working that night at the event that had happened in Las Vegas, and many of the freshmen were taken back. They were all up late watching the news, and they didn't really know how to respond to a situation like this, especially in one that happened right in our backyard, essentially. Mm-hmm. And the resident assistants can only do so much because they're also hurt, because a lot of them are from Las Vegas as well.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to try and reach out to students in the res halls who don't know how to reach out for help yet, who don't really know how to utilize these resources yet, and are still adjusting to college at the same time?
So President Mark Johnson sent out an email to everyone on campus telling them about us as a service. We have reached out mostly to people who have requested the service. And like you guys asked me to be here, so here I am. I don't know of Residence Life specifically requesting. I know a particular sorority did, and we were able to do a workshop with them or do a group meeting. If you feel that you'd like us to talk to any small or even large group, we are happy to do that. What you can do is I'll just give you my card, request it to me, and I'll forward it to our outreach coordinator. I'll just pass about a few cards around. You know, take one if you want one, basically. Probably don't have enough for everybody. But just send me an email if you would specifically like us to do that for your residence hall or a smaller group of people or something like that, if you're in charge of it. So we're happy when anyone asks for action to do what we can to help. I mean, we'll usually ask you what's the goal, how long, and how many people.
Okay.
Can
help. Any All right.
Well, I'm sure that they'll contact you if they think
okay.
anything or know of anything.
Yeah.
Rosa Martinez, you accept?
I accept. President Texera.
How is everyone? So we had our first executive board meeting yesterday, and it went incredible. I asked everyone to bring at least 5 goals that we're working on, or will be working on throughout the semester. And then from those 5 goals, I asked them questions about how likely they think they are to finish those goals, the timeline, and if someone else is already working on them. And from each of their 5 goals, next week we're going to have a meeting and go over 2 of them that they're going to come up with the timeline, the funding, and who they're going to be working on it with. These 2 goals can be anything from just getting down all the resources on campus for mental health or something like that. But we really just want to hone in our efforts. President Mark Johnson said something the other day, like, if you have 5 goals but only enough capital for 2 of them, then you really can only get 2 goals done. And being that we are in October, we don't really have the time to be, you know, focusing on 5 goals, but rather 2 really strong goals. So the next piece of my report, I was at the food services meeting today, and good news, they upped the discount for Wolf Card users. So if you use a Wolf Card on campus to buy any sort of food, it used to be 5%, but now it's 10%. And then additionally, they just came out with this 4 set of coupons where if you buy like a free coffee at Pete's, you get a free donut. Or if you buy a coffee, you get a free donut, sorry. Which ends up being about like $1.98 for a donut and a coffee. And plus the 10% discount on top of that, so it's a pretty good deal. The food services meeting also told us that they got the number 1 community service oriented food services department, and the Nevada Deli got the gold standard for the best idea, the best concept on a college campus. So our food's pretty incredible on our campus. And then Hannah wanted me to read out the committees. I will say that because of the vigil yesterday, we didn't get to get everyone on a committee, but I will read off the ones that are already on committee. So starting with the Arboretum Board, Director McNeese will be sitting on that, the Athletics Association, Director Nason, the Campus Bicycle Committee, Director McNeese, Campus Recreation and Wellness Advisory Board, Chief of Staff Bradley, and soon to be Director of Wellness Henderson. Core Curriculum Board, right now it is Director Benjo, but I believe Speaker Jackson wants to join that one as well. Cultural Diversity Committee, Director Benjo. FRC Committee, Speaker Jackson. Green Dot Committee, Director Benjo and Chief of Staff Bradley. Intermural Council, Director Benjo. Parking and Traffic, we have not filled yet. Strategic Master Plan Committee, we have not filled yet. Student Fee Review Committee is President Texera, Speaker Jackson, Chief of Staff Bradley. Student Health Center Advisory Committee will be Senator Henderson after tonight, hopefully. Student Services Food Committee is myself and Vice President Atienza. Student Union Advisory Board, Director Desmario and Director Benjo. The Student Union Retail Committee is myself and I believe Director Bradley and Speaker Jackson. Subcommittee for the Student Success Collaborative. We're not sure about that committee because we haven't been reached out to by them, so I haven't filled that one yet. Title IX Task Force is Chief of Staff Bradley, Undergraduate Research Review Committee. We have not put someone on that yet. I was actually going to ask Senator Lee from the Chair of Academics to sit on that committee. The University Athletics Committee, again, Director Nathan, we have 2 athletics committees. The University Courses and Curriculum Committee, we have not filled that one yet. And the University Sustainability Committee, Director McNeese. And like I said, these committees will be filled as we have the next executive board meeting and we can expand further. We only had an hour to meet yesterday to go over 10 people's goals, 5 each, so 50 goals in an hour is a daunting task. Are there any questions?
Actually, I have a question. For the goals of the directors, do you know if we'll be able to see that, or is that something later on in the process?
So not only will you be able to see it, but it'll be online and you can listen to them and actually get the questions that I asked them about each one and why I told them not to pursue certain ones. And then in the next meeting, we'll be talking about the two goals that they pick, and I'll be asking them further questions and go into a lot more depth. But I'm sure if you ask each director, they can give you a well-outlined sheet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Moving to agenda item 7B, Vice President.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I first want to start off by thanking all of you who attended the visual and for Speaker Jackson for really putting that together for all of us. I think it's awesome to give students a chance to grieve. Myself, when my parents texted me that day, just letting me know they're okay, just really just hit at home. So that was a great little thing that we did, a big thing that we did. So thank you for all attending. Next thing is the PAC Internship Grant Program. It did open, so I hope you saw that. The application will be open until November 6th. If you guys have any questions on that or any of your constituents do, feel free to shoot me an email and we'll get that all taken care of. The next informational session for them will be Tuesday, October 10th in PSAC room 114. These sessions, there's going to be two different ones. One starts at 3 to 3:30, and then another one from 3:30 to 4. And all that information is available on the media that we've been posting. So we're also doing a separate session just for first-generation students, and the services for, like, Trio McNair. We saw last year that really did help get more first-generation students to apply for this, so we're hoping that we'll see the same demographic come and do that as well. I'm also working on some legislation with Senator Kirkendall in regards to doing two more internships for the program, and these would be in organic agriculture and regional planning and GIS data analysis. So that's kind of going through the Committee of Budget and Finance, and you guys will see all of that soon. During our exec meeting, we also did start talking about different mental health initiatives for the upcoming semester. I reached out to Senator Smith for that, so we'll start get going on that. But I also reached out and have been working with Director Schultz. He'll talk more about this in his report, but there is some legislation that we're looking into in regards to the amount of students per counselor at the university, since Nevada is number 4 for suicide rate, but again, he'll talk to you guys more about that. In the Student Services Food Committee, I went with Noah. He said all the fun stuff, but my little news from that was more fun. We are at a grapefruit shortage, if you guys didn't know. So, everything that's happening with Texas, there's a shortage on grapefruits. I just thought it'd be a little fun fact for you guys to know. But that's all I have for my report.
Any questions? No, thank you.
Perfect.
Moving to agenda item 7C, Chief Justice Sam Bruchetta. He's not here. Moving to agenda item 7D, Chief of Staff.
Our school has had a contract with them for nearly 10 years,
agenda item 7E, Director of Clubs and Organizations.
Hey guys.
So
I just want to start off my report by thanking everybody who came out to support the candlelight vigil yesterday. This includes all the speakers as well as the Joe for working with us on the event. As someone who's from Las Vegas, it really is really heartbreaking to see that of what happened over this past weekend. So again, I just thank everybody here for being able to make it. For those of you guys who don't know, Musical Therapy Club also played at the event and really came out to support, even though it was such a last minute mix. So I really appreciate all the contributions that they were able to give to the event, and I'm going to be reaching out to them personally to thank them for all that they were able to contribute. During the executive cabinet meeting yesterday, we talked about five or six goals, as President Teixeira mentioned. So I will touch on them, but I won't go into detail for the sake of time. So for the first one, it was regarding club resource policy expansion, not just working with the front desk to expand our resources and develop policies for that. Then there's collaboration with the Joe. As a member of the Student Union Advisory Board, I was able to bounce a lot of ideas with people regarding storage space, as well as a clubs and orgs centralized page on the GCSU website. The third thing is policy updates, so that's pretty much for all of our governing documents that are related to our department. So that includes the Department Procedures Manual, Club Support Funding Policy, as well as the statutes of the Associated Students for Chapter 202. Number four, I'm going to be exploring the idea of an ADA-compatible funding application. A couple of years ago, I realized that it was really hard for an Excel spreadsheet to be translated into like software for those that who are disabled. So I figured that we could just, I figured that our department could just work with the tech department to get that going. The Clubs and Orgs internship program, just something I'm actually going to go into a little bit of detail about. We actually schedule our interviews for this Saturday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we also discussed a lot at the meeting yesterday for my department meeting about standardizing certain parts of knowledge within our department. So essentially what I mean by that is like we're going to cover a lot of essential things that a commissioner would go through, so that an intern would have like comprehensive knowledge about what a commissioner actually does regarding reviewing funding applications, as well as like what it's like to be at a department meeting and all that stuff. So those parts will be standardized, but there's also going to be parts where the commissioners who get assigned an intern, they sort of get to do whatever they want in terms of exploring their coalition, as well as doing different things with like each commissioner's project. So we are going to be getting the questions out to the commissioners pretty soon, and we're going to be good with that after the weekend. The sixth thing that I put on here is just support of my commissioner's overall projects. So in the executive cabinet meeting, I gave this out, which is essentially just a handout of the projects that we've been able to complete, as well as the projects that are still in progress. I'm going to be giving this out to you guys, for those of you guys who want it, for next week, and I'll have those printed out. So an update from yesterday, we've actually gotten 7 short-term projects done. I just got word from the last department meeting that we were able to finish 2. We are currently working on 5 short-term projects that are currently in progress, and there's 10 long-term projects that have been assigned among all the commissioners to complete. That's pretty much it for my report.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Director DeSamaro? Senator Chalmers?
Yeah, what are these projects like?
I'll just do a quick overview of them. are some that include sports council for long term, for example. Commissioner Raquel talked about a universal funding manual. When he talked to you guys, so he's actually working on that now, which is definitely awesome. There's also a impact report for clubs and orgs, as well as some cool things like connecting service clubs and nonprofits in the local community. And Commissioner McNeil plans on working with a committee on civic engagement for that, as well as a just cross-department collaboration and club resources, which I believe I mentioned is one of my personal goals.
Are there any further questions? No? Thank you.
Awesome.
And please let the minute show that Senator Sarwar left the room at 6:08 p.m. Up next, agenda item 7F, Director of Event Programming.
The captain meetings are going to be Thursday at 8 p.m. and then Friday at 7, and these are both in room 423. So during these meetings, myself and my assistant directors will be going over the homecoming packet that's been posted on the ASUN website, answering any questions pertaining to the participatory portion of homecoming. I also kind of wanted to touch on disaffiliation for homecoming. My department and myself will be strictly disaffiliated. I'm not requiring that you are all disaffiliated, but please keep in mind that if you are affiliated during homecoming, to not expect any perks from the Department of Programming. So this means no seat saving, no backstage passes, anything like that. So please don't put me in or my department in a tough position with all of that. My department's also working on solidifying all of the spring dates. So this includes Welcome Back Week, which is the first week after winter break, Mackie Week, the Spring Concert, Family Weekend, and Unity Week. I look forward to working with Director Benjo in expanding Unity Week from just a week into the entire semester for spring, which will be exciting. Something that has also come to my attention recently is that there is no set transition or any set place for any programming documentation to be had. So myself and the new programming advisor, Gabby, are working to centralize all of our documents in efforts to ease the transition from this department to the next, just to make everyone's lives easier.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Director Cannell? No? Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving to agenda item 7G, Director Blue Crew.
How you guys doing? I just have a quick report for you. So Wolfpack Weekend starts this Thursday and Friday. We're pretty excited about it. It should be a good time. We are in the planning stages of homecoming. The event is approved. We have the space reserved, so we're just hard at work with that. And we have our intern interviews on Friday, so we're excited to get going with that, and those should be confirmed by next week.
Yay. Any questions for Director Nason? No?
Awesome. Thanks,
Thank
you.
Oh. Senator Fungus?
I haven't seen the flyer, but I'd love to put it on my own social media. Can you put it on the Facebook page?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Moving to agenda item 7H, Director of Legislative Affairs, Spencer Strolls. Here. Moving forward into agenda item 7I, Director of Diversity and Inclusion, Precious Benjo.
Locked in our theme for the 2018 Northern Nevada Diversity Summit. It is going to be challenges, changes, and solutions, the reality of equity and diversity within higher education and the community. So that is our theme. The date is April 12, 2018. And within the Diversity Summit, there's also going to be a speech competition, so students can apply for that. And the question is going to be, what is your greatest challenge in regards to equity and diversity within higher education? So they'll say their speeches, and then they'll be judged. I'm also going to be one of the judges for the speech competition, so it should be fun. And then we have future meetings for that, also to discuss the bigger speaker and just different events of that day. Also, I have a Title IX meeting this week, and we talked about the harassment and discrimination hotline is now live. The number for that is 784-7707. I'll say it again. 784-7707. And on campus 47707. So, yeah. That's now live. I think they were trying to work out a couple of kinks, but it should be up and running now. So if you want to relay that. Also, a Green Dot update. They're still working on getting to faculty and staff to start with the training, and they're very confident that the grant for the Green Dot will continue so that they can continue the program and see where that goes. And so they're about to start pushing that out, sending out a template email to send out to people to begin the training. The student training is 5 hours. There will be a link online. I will get that to you guys as soon as I receive that. And then also our victim advocate, her name is Heather Kaminsky. She really just wants students and people to know that she is there as a resource for whoever needs it. She has been getting a lot more referrals, which is really good compared to last semester and last year, but just know that she is there. Also, they have a crisis call center, which is 24/7 service, along with different languages. So it provides that resource for people to call the center. Next, I've been working with Sandy and Amy. We used to have a NUFT program by NASPA. It's an undergraduate fellows program. And we used to have it on our campus, but it kind of stopped. And so my department, I've decided to kind of take that on to try and bring it back to campus. It's a nationwide program, and it's for underrepresented groups of people who want to pursue professions in student affairs. So they and a mentor are able to apply for the program, and then they will be guided, and they will, the university will help to apply, help them apply for the national program. And they get to go to a conference in the summer, and yeah, so just kind of guiding them into that student affairs part. So that's a big project that I've been working on, and I'm meeting with Amy to talk more about that on Friday. I am going to be partnering with Ricky and the Joe for Dia de los Muertos, so that should be really exciting, and I'll have more details for you hopefully next week, because we're going to be meeting about it this week. And then lastly, I'm going to be bringing in front of you my candidates for my department, and I hope you guys like them as much as I do. And yeah, that's all.
Yay. Are there any questions for Director Benjo? Senator... Becker, Senator Becker.
It's for Dr. Benja. Would you like any like physical help from the senators for the diversity summit, like during the actual event?
I think when we start getting kind of what that day is looking like, I will keep you guys updated. But help, I'm sure help would be greatly appreciated. Just don't know on that yet. So I'll keep you updated.
Any further questions? Moving to agenda item 7J, Director of Sustainability, Stephen Meese. No. Moving to agenda item 7K, Director of Campus and Public Relations, Brendan Walberg.
So starting off, thank you for everyone who was there and helped out with the vigil. That was really beautiful. So also, I am working on a timeline to get completed within the next 2 weeks for the K-12 action plan for the year. So far, I've had Nicole Flangus and Hannah Jackson are kind of going to be the people hanging out or helping me and like making sure that goes right. I think that's really important also because there really is no legacy binder for this position, and I think that that is one of the things that can be most impactful in like a broad sense of like not just like this session or these 4 years. It can like impact our campus culture for years to come. So with that, let me just get this out really quick. With that, we also are planning on continuing the I Am the Real Nevada campaign with new shirts for the younger audiences. So this is a great way for us to kind of start a campus culture change that helps others understand different perspectives and experiences, which starts the important dialogue and hopefully continues for years to come. initiatives of the 85th session. So I just feel like that did a really good way to kind of tie a bunch of those things all together. If you have connections with like people in the K through 12, like strong connections, would like to help network me to those people, be very appreciated. And any questions?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Moving to agenda item 7L, Attorney General Kim Harris.
All right, so real quick, I told you last week that Senator Vermont had a question for me. Did you get my email?
Yes, sir.
Sweet. Okay, so on top of that, just I'll give you a quick little spiel on what it was about. He asked if a director of any sort were to give a report as no report, does that count as a report? Because, you know, under the staff, you have to give a report as a director at least every other senator. So, all in all, no. If you say no report, that's opting out of getting a report. That's as simple as that. On top of that, so from the cabinet meeting yesterday, I'm now making it a goal to attend as many government ops and oversight committee meetings as I can. So, I mean, because that's kind of a small problem that I could have helped squash in the process, and it would have been streamlined, would have been a lot faster. So that's kind of my new goal here, is to be more involved in those meetings so we can kind of get through some of those speed bumps with governmental stuff. On top of that, let's see. With elections, I don't think Senator Busman's here, is he?
No.
No? Okay. Well, email him. So him, myself, and Director Kinsella, elections chair, are going to meet, and we're going to discuss not just what I had in mind originally for the elections code, but just an all-encompassing thing to kind of make it better. This is actually an example that Senator Martinez, Speaker Pro Tempore Martinez, gave me, was for Snapchat filters. There's the big kind of gray area for how you can have a Snapchat filter but not campaign within 25 feet of a voting center, so that's kind of one thing where I'm trying to look at changing here. So it's all things like that. So if anyone is interested in helping me out do this or has any ideas on what could have changed, reach out to me, because right now she's going to be Senator Busman and Director Kinsella. And that's about it. That's all I have for you. Any questions?
Thank you. Moving to agenda item 7M, Election Chair Courtney Kinsella. We will now move into agenda item 8, report of the Senate committees. Moving into agenda item 8A, Chair of Committee on Academics, Senator Kimberly.
Hi guys. So on committee met last Friday, we discussed key topics that we need to address. So we wanted to advertise the Nevada Undergraduate Research Award to major other than STEM. So I signed my committee members to speak to at least two clubs and organizations about Nevada. So first I signed them the coalition that they would be responsible for, and then I asked them to CC me in that email to the campus organization so I know, because I keep them accountable for doing that. And I've also joined the UNR core lead committee with Senator Cynthia Lee also for student learning, and we'll just meet during the semester to give our input and opinions about the university's progress, evaluate the metrics by which the committee measures the performance on student learning, all that good stuff.
Hey, thank you. Any questions? None. Moving to item B, Chair Committee on Budget and Finance.
All right, everybody. So we didn't have a meeting last week, but this upcoming meeting we'll be having financial reviews for clubs and orgs, Center for Student Engagement, the Executive Board account, as well as Legislative Affairs. Additionally, at that meeting, we can expect to have a bill or two bills that Vice President Atienza was talking about, how we'd be increasing internships by two for the PAC internship grant program. Other than that, I haven't received any legislation from any other senators to be passed through Budget and Finance, so if you do ever have a piece of legislation that deals with money, it's best to probably send it through my committee.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Senator Kuykendall? No? Actually, I have a question.
Yeah.
Regarding the meetings being pushed back, did you email all the committees that we were going to originally meet with so they have, like,
yes,
an idea that's pushed back?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Moving to agenda item C, Chair Committee on Civic Engagement.
Okay, guys, I have a lot today. I'm excited. So GSA does this really cool program where they have like a Facebook page which they post on about extra food they have after events. So we're going to talk about that in terms of like making sure food isn't wasted within our association as well as in their association. So I'm really excited about that. Also, I've made it a priority now to take wonderful Senator Cynthia Lee's idea and run with it. So we're going to start reaching out to science and engineering clubs. So I'm probably going to come in contact with senators for the College of Science and College of Engineering. And we're going to try to do a science fair for tier one schools and when we come back to school in January. So that way they can find out what science and engineers actually do. And it will also help with the goals of trying to get engineers and science people more invested in civic engagement. So it's like a double whammy. I had a meeting with Raul, and I found out that a lot of groups on campus, including colleges, including organizations, have access to GivePulse, but they don't use it. And when you don't use it, it really doesn't lend this institution any kind of like favors, because they're trying to get the Carnegie designation, and you can't get that unless you have recorded hours of community service and service learning-based courses. So we're going to get actual stats on exactly who's not using it and try to write a resolution to prompt them to do so. And finally, I'm going to start a K-12 thing with people in ASUN. I was talking to Director of PR, Brandon Wahlberg, about this. I want kind of senators, as well as people within ASUN, to also be civically engaged, because sometimes we forget our own civic engagement. So I want to start a program of having us go reach out to government classes within the high schools and tell them what leadership looks like in high school and what student government, I mean in college, oh God, college student government actually is, because I think there's a really big misconception about what we do. So expect lots of GivePulse invites for everyone to come do that. I'm going to try to put it on you guys to put in at least like 2 hours. It'll be really exciting and fun. But yeah, civic engagement is coming your way.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Senator Flangus? No? Moving into the next item, Chair of Committee on Government Operations.
Hey guys, so we're not having a meeting this week. We will be having one next Friday, though. We talked about our last meeting, how I expect the members of my committee to at least reach out to the directors throughout the association to at least reach out to them to see if there's any changes that need to be made in the staff. We assigned one to Chief Justice Burkett as well, just because I know that there's going to be a lot happening with the internship program, so see if there's any updates that need to be made there. We're also having one of my members is going to be meeting with, or working with Attorney General Harris, Elections Chair Kinsella, and Senator Bussman regarding the whole election code, so that's something we're excited to see go through our committee. We also have someone who's going to be reaching out to the Director of Campus Wellness. I realize when I first assigned those liaison positions, there wasn't someone for that position yet, but seeing as though assuming we approve this position tonight, we'll have someone reaching out to her as well. And then we're also having someone reaching out to Director Schultz for Ledger Affairs. It currently states that he can only take on 3 interns. We're going to try and get that extended to 6 within the wording of staffs. And then also someone, Senator Smith, has legislation right now regarding the Department of Ledger Affairs. Just they're trying to implement a point system kind of similar to how we operate things. So, yeah, we got a lot of legislation going through our committee. I'm excited today.
Are there any questions for Senator Thummel? Seeing none, we'll move into the next committee, Chair of Committee on Public Affairs.
Good evening, everybody. So, like I said last meeting, I just finally put that together, that legacy portfolio for the committee, and I have all the documents in there, and I'm ready to present that at our next meeting, which will be this coming Monday at 10:30 in room 320 in the General Grounds meeting. And then the Veterans Luncheon is definitely still on, and I have a meeting for the options for the different designs for the banner and for the advertisements with Inkblot this coming Friday at 10:30. If you guys have any suggestions, I'm more than happy to take that input. And then I believe that's all I have.
Any questions for Senator Becker? No? Moving to agenda item F, Chair of Committee on Music Affairs, not here. Speaker Pro Tempore. Right now, I'm just working on the interns. I'm interviewing all the interns. Cool thing, I emailed Raul, and thanks to Dr. Beattie and Hannah, the interns will actually have their own page and their own bios, which is really cool. So when they go on the ASUN website, they'll be there. And there's a lot of other cool things in store. I'll let you guys know when to stay after Sundance so we can have our like mentor-mentee get-together so you can get to know the interns and we can get that settled right away. But are there any questions for me right now regarding internships? No? Okay. Moving into agenda item 9, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Senator Flangus?
So I'm going to have a committee meeting this week, and I'm going to have a committee meeting next week, so that way Senator Bussman, Senator, and Senator Thummel and I all have our meetings on the same day, everyone. So, you're welcome.
Are there any further comments and announcements? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 11, approval of appointments of senators and ASUN officials. Moving to agenda item 11A. The following nominations were submitted to the Speaker of Senate 2017, the nomination of Dahlia Henderson for the Office of Director on Campus Wellness. I am now seeking a motion for the nomination of Dahlia Henderson to the Office of Director in Campus Wellness. Senator Kimmy Lee.
I move to approve the nomination of Dahlia Henderson to the Office of Director of Campus Wellness.
Do I have a second? Senator Nahr or Maul? Second. Do we move to vote?
No.
Okay. Awesome. We'll now move into a presentation from Dahlia President Teixeira, if you'd like to present your candidate.
So, this is Dahlia Henderson, formerly known as Senator Henderson from the Division of Health Sciences. In her freshman year, she worked at Lombardi Recreational at the time, and she was a buildings operation manager, which just means you're a buildings mom. And then in her freshman year, she took the opportunity to apply for the supervisor role because Director Baker at the time thought that her out of the entire freshman class of workers that they had there was suitable, which is an honor because usually they never pick a freshman. And this is while she was working in Lombardi, so that showed a lot of passion for what she was doing and a lot of commitment to her job, obviously. And then in her sophomore year, she became the Division of Health Science Senator and also the Academics Chair. The big piece about this is she worked with Director Mensing of getting all the awards and funding out to applicants, but not only did she do that, she got one of the highest numbers for applicants in that year, I believe, and additionally, Dr. Mensing only spoke the highest things of her in these academics meetings. I chose Ms. Henderson because of her willingness to not only conform to my ideas of the position when I wrote it and when I designed it, but to put in her own input and kind of provide a future for the position going forward. I want to remind you guys tonight as we talk about her and the SAS, obviously she'll be held to that, but I did write this position and I kind of wrote it intending at the end of the year to do what we're doing with the Department of Diversity and Inclusion and to kind of go back through and audit what the position does, what it should be doing, and if certain things are actually appropriate for that position or if we even need the position to end with. And so I want you to remember that when you're asking your question. She might not have an answer to everything because, quite personally, it doesn't really align with her vision for the position, and that doesn't really matter because we're going to change at the end. Sorry. additionally, Dahlia Henderson, when she came into the interview, she was the only applicant for the position, and she came into the interview so prepared with not only a portfolio, but her experience in physical health at Lombardi, and talked so highly of the amount of events she's put on with Panhellenic Executive Board, because she put on events for thousands of people, which shows an experience in spending funds for an organization and also making sure that students will show up and be excited for events. So without further ado, here's
Dahlia, you have a 10-minute presentation, so whenever you're ready.
Awesome. All right, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Dahlia Henderson. I'm a senior here at the university, hoping to get my degree in public health. I'm very close. I will make it. I am not from Nevada. I was born and raised in Eugene, Oregon, and moved down here for school. Didn't know how I was going to like it. Ended up loving it here and have really enjoyed my years here so far and really have built a family of new friends and faculty and whatnot. And I'm really proud to call myself a fake Nevadaan, but that's okay. So with my work as a public health major, I do a lot with community health and trying to build the community of populations as a whole. So that directly relates into this position of trying to kind of impact students as groups, because it can be almost more effective than trying to target individual students. So I'll talk about some of my experience that I've had. So I was a senator for DHS last session, and I was also the chair for academics in that time. As President Teixeira was saying, I did a lot of work with research. It's a personal hobby of mine, and I'm really interested in it. And with that, I worked directly with Director Mensing and mission, I really wanted to create a better physical, mental, and emotional student body and give our students the tools to do so. So with that in mind, I was looking over the SAS, and this position really does include a liaison to Wegan Fitness, Counseling, and the Health Center. With my previous experience, I would definitely want to help Wegan Fitness get more students to go there, work out, as well as Counseling Center. Putting on May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and they do lots of events. It's also finals. So partnering with the Counseling Center to get events and resources out there readily and make the stigma of mental health decrease on our campus. And then also another aspect that I thought of when looking at the SAS for this position was developing and growing already existing programs that we here have on our campus. That would be programs like It's on Us and Green Dot. Green Dot, 2 years ago, there was a training put on in April because April is the Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Like Precious was saying, there is a Green Dot training coming up, and a goal for this position would have all of ASUN, all of clubs and organization presidents trained in a Green Dot training, because that would hopefully trickle down to constituents as well as other club members and have a greater impact that way. So really trying to be a voice for Green Dot and getting individuals to participate and really understand that this is a great organization that people should be a part of. Besides that, I really wanted to expand Health Week, and that would really putting Health Week as part of PAC Fit and really incorporating those things together. Some of the small ideas I had for Health Week was a healthy barbecue, as well as guest speakers and movies such as Cowspiracy and Food Inc., which are just really great nutritional videos that are also kind of gross but super interesting at the same time. So kind of placing Health Week into PAC Fit was like a really great idea that I was thinking of. As well, one of my other goals for this position would be working with you all senators and the DHS senators and the rest of clubs and organizations to carry out campaigns. So lots of clubs do blood drives, flu vaccinations, as well as nutritional seminars. And I wanted to kind of be a partner with those individuals to kind of see how we can get more students involved. Because there's a lot of things like that are already happening on campus, but I want to make sure that they're reaching the amount of students that they can be. I have these. I forgot to pass them around. I'll pass them around right now. That's just a little bit of my, it has my resume, my cover letter, as well as some of the work I've done in the past. It also has two programs in it that I was working on before I got here. It's the PAC Fit program and a program that I kind of created called the Walk to School program based off other programs that we have here. So you can look through those, and at the end you can ask me questions on them. So in that, I met with former Vice President Springmeier to talk about PAC Fit and some of the goals that we had for that. So you can look through that. You guys can all read, so you can ask me questions about that. As well as I really want, besides expanding other already established programs, I wanted to implement programs that are easy, very cost-effective, and can have huge impact on the health of our students on this campus. That was the Walk to School program. Elementary schools do things like this, where they have a day where they promote walking and biking to school. If elementary schools can do it, we can do it as a campus. Just small things like that, they're going to improve mental and physical health for our students on this campus. Anyways, so I'm really excited for this position and to work with all of you to better the health on our campus. Thank you.
Awesome. Are there any questions at this time for Natalia or Ms. Henderson? I really encourage questions. Senator Kirkendall?
When looking at this position, what do you think is going to be the greatest challenge?
I think the greatest challenge for this position, besides the fact that it is the first year and just trying to, the organizational aspect of that, is going to be that health is kind of a touchy subject with individuals, so making sure you're going about health the right way, not stepping on any people's toes, is kind of going to be, I think, the biggest challenge, especially when we're talking about emotional and mental health, because you want to make those resources available, but there's so much stigma in the way. us and making it more of like a campus that's suitable for mental and emotional health problems.
Any more questions? Senator Becker?
Understanding President Teixeira said about like how the different duties within the SASA like, do change.
Absolutely.
One of the responsibilities that he may put on you has to do with the Green Dot Initiative.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas or ways that you're looking to work with that program?
No, absolutely. As I said before, in past years, Green Dot has initiatives and trainings have been held in April. I would really want to just like co-partner with the faculty that already put those types of trainings on. If there was time, I would love to put a training on for like all of ASUN and clubs and orgs and all of that to get individuals really trained. And also working with Director of Diversity and Inclusion. She was stating in her report about the Green Dot Initiative, so at this point I would really like to work with her and see what her steps are and kind of develop off that.
Senator Smith?
Do you have any ideas on like new initiatives you want to implement to help destigmatize mental health?
Absolutely. Actually, in oversight yesterday, Senator Flangus brought up a great question about working with clubs that are already trying to do that. So kind of backpacking off what she said, I would definitely just want to partner with clubs who are, that's their main initiative, that's something that's close to them, and be there as a support system to see how their events and their voices can be heard greater, being a resource and asset to them. And that kind of relates back to just being a great liaison. So I would definitely want to work with organizations that are already in place to destigmatize.
Any more questions? Any of the questions that we discussed in oversight last night? Senator Kingley?
Okay, so I already asked this question last night during oversight. So I'm considering this as a new position. Why do you think this position is really needed in your community? So we already have different things in place. The campus already promotes like the counseling center. We have like flu shots, blood drive donations, and how do you think that, or how would you measure the success of this position?
Absolutely. So I think why this position is really necessary, to kind of go off your first question, is that we put a lot of stress and a lot of interest into so many things here at this university, athletics, schools, clubs and organization, but there has to be some type of safety net for when things go wrong, and that can be in mental, physical, health-wise, all of that. There needs to be some type of protection for the students. There are a ton of, like, the counseling center, the flu vaccination, the health center, as well as the blood drives. But this position is really necessary because it is from a student's perspective. So lots of those are put on by faculty, but this position is really necessary because it's going to give the whole student body a voice, as well as be there to kind of connect the faculty events that they have and the students together, and trying to develop it that way, and kind of be like the grandmother looking over, making sure everyone's healthy and happy.
Any further questions? Senator Flangus?
Can you touch a little bit, just for everyone, about like the survey you were going to take about the like health status of the campus?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was not necessarily making a health survey myself, because that you need some training for that type of stuff, but I would definitely, a part of this role is to look at data and report that back. So I would be reaching out to the health center and other faculty organizations on campus that take surveys, like health surveys or other type of surveys.
Keeley?
Getting the information like about what our student body is like most affected with in terms of health can help like pave the way for the director next year and the director after that. Like if they can find out what our campus was most affected about this year, they can plan a campaign that affects that the next year. So like she's creating longevity for this like position and like making sure she gets that information before like the term is over. So I think she has a really good handle on how to like create a sustainable position.
To a vote. All those in favor, please say by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Yes, please.
You can swipe. Yeah.
Senator Kirkendall.
I move to approve the nomination of Hannah Nagy to the Office of Assistant Director for the Department of Diversity and Inclusion.
Seeking a second. Senator Bowman.
A second.
Awesome. And then Director Benjo, if you would like to present your candidate.
Hello, everyone. So I'm going to keep it short because she will address you, I'm not sure. When I interviewed Hannah, one thing I was really looking for with all of the positions that I'm putting up for nomination is that really that passion and drive for what we're doing in the Department of Diversity and Inclusion, and just more ideas, innovative ideas that we can use to build up the department so it's stronger than ever and so that it stays that way. And so when I was interviewing Hannah, I really saw that in her, and she's very involved on campus in the groups that we need to be reaching out to the most. So she's a great candidate, and I think that all her experience is going to outweigh the lack of ASUN experience because she knows what needs to happen at ASUN, and she knows where she wants to see the Department of Diversity and Inclusion going. So, Hannah Nagy.
Awesome.
I think you all have my documents on your computers, but it's a hard copy.
And then you'll have a 10-minute presentation, so whenever you're ready.
Perfect. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Hannah Nagy, and I'm applying for the position of Assistant Director of Diversity and Inclusion. I'm a senior this year, majoring in public health and minoring in the Counseling Substance Abuse Technologies program. And throughout my time at the university, I have become involved with several organizations, both on and off campus, such as Nevada Student Ambassadors, Northern Nevada Hopes, Hillel of Northern Nevada, the Queer Student Union, Peer Health Educators, and TRIO Scholars. With all of this, I currently work at the center, Every Student, Every Story. I'm a research assistant under Dr. Carla Wagner. I'm a recipient of the Nevada Undergraduate Research Award, currently conducting a study titled Closing the Gap, Transgender Healthcare and Discrimination Throughout Northern Nevada. And I'm currently interning a social worker in the Washoe County School District. So I'm applying for this position because I think we can all agree that our university is under a spotlight right now. And I think creating and expanding this department was a pivotal step in showing that ASUN does care about the student body, and we'd like to hear what they all have to say. So, to sum up my overall goal in one sentence, it is to enhance diversity awareness and education through learning opportunities for faculty, staff, and students. And I have several sub-goals and paths to get there. So the Ricky from the center, who's my boss and also the coordinator of ally training, and both of us to reach out to clubs and orgs, departments, even outside sources on campus to find representatives to run these workshops with prior approval of content and a little bit of proper training from Ricky because he does have a background of master's in social work. Second, I would like to plan and execute at least one event per month that prompts education, thought, and input. So a good example with this was the Charlottesville discussion that kind of proved we don't need to pay five or six figures to bring someone in to start a discussion. We had a panel of professors and it was a full house. And I really like utilizing the resources we have on campus because that builds a relationship between faculty and students. Next, I'd like to create an events newsletter that will lay out events happening both on and off campus. So I plan on sending it out to the clubs and orgs listserv and different departments on campus and really urging professors to share these events with their students and their departments to share it with their workers and clubs and orgs to share it with the members. This also opens up a lot of communication too, so if anyone wants to add an event that's happening the next month, we can add that on there or just add any input. And moving on, I'd like to create an exit survey for departing students and faculty. So the survey would have questions including awareness of resources, events, and educational opportunities on campus. So that will kind of provide a unit of measurement for both the director and I and interns to see if what we were doing and, I mean, if it's working, and if it's not, what we can do about it. And lastly, with this being a new position, that means there's going to be a lot of room for trial and error, so I do plan on creating a manual for whoever takes on this position next year. So that will include things like every event that we put on, every email we sent out, things that worked, things that didn't, and maybe ideas that we just didn't have the time to implement. And all the tasks listed above are really good projects for the interns. It will allow them to get a good idea of event planning and communication, especially with the topic of diversity, because that's a very sensitive topic to some people. And education of the resources that we have both on campus in our community, and if we don't have those resources, how to implement them and get the ball rolling. So yeah, these sum up how I would like to kind of start building the structure of this department, and I really look forward to this year.
We'll now move into a question and answer. So are there any questions at this time? Senator Palmer?
What kind of parameters would you want to include on the exit survey?
I think just mostly starting out, where did you hear about events? Did you attend? Why didn't you attend? What events would you like to see?
Senator Becker?
One of the long-term goals in like the physical document that you passed around was that you want to support strategic hires of like specific faculty and administrators.
Mm-hmm.
How would you guys like to go about doing that?
I think providing pivotal training for especially ally training for faculty and staff and the importance of having that representation and how that even builds the incoming student body.
Any further questions? Any questions from oversight last night? So the rest of the Senate can kind of hear. Senator Smith?
I'll ask a question. So first I want to say Shanata Val. I hope you had a peaceful fast last week. No, it's not fun. You mentioned in your long-term goals you want to help reach out to like clubs and organizations. In what ways are you looking to do that? Are you looking to like go visit them physically, reach out via email? Like, how are you looking to get their input?
Yeah, so one thing that the center is really working on is having us go out to clubs and orgs, and I guess the privilege is I get to double dip in that. But I really want to get interns involved with that because that will really teach them, you know, if you go stand in front of them and you're like, hey guys, you have this opportunity to host or get involved with this event, I think it'll really get them involved.
Any further questions? Seeing none. further discussion from senators we haven't heard from yet? Senator Stopka. Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll now move into a vote. So all those in favor, please state by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. So moving into the third item of agenda item 11, the nomination of, is it Ivy Tesfaye?
Tesfaye. Yeah.
Nomination of Ivy Tesfaye to the Office of Commissioner of Social Justice and Policy for the Department of Diversity and Inclusion.
Yeah.
I am now seeking a motion to approve the nomination of Ivy Tesfaye to the Office of Commissioner for Social Justice Policy in the Department of Diversity and Inclusion. Senator Flingis.
Actually, I have a question for the speaker to James Beaton.
Yes.
James? On our agenda, it has them both being put forward for the same position, but one of them is supposed to be for events programming and whatnot. So I'm not sure which one Ivy is for.
Yes. Ayanna Relford is the other one for programming.
Okay, so we have to change that, or we have to nominate her for the like right position. Because right now it's nominating them both for the same position on our agenda.
Dr. Beattie?
Well, they're both coordinators, but they're coordinators for different things. One of them is for social justice and policy.
Make an amendment to change the title.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Senator Plains, would you like to make that amendment? I believe she's the
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Dr. Beattie, do we need to amend it now, or can we amend it after?
Just amend it right now.
Amend it right now. So, I am seeking a motion to amend the nomination of Ayanna Relford to say to the Office of
Commissioner of Projects and Events.
Commissioner of Project Events to the Department of Diversity and Inclusion. Senator Knarr, or Maul?
Second.
I was seeking a motion to amend the nomination of Ayanna Relford to say Commissioner of Projects and Events to the Department of Diversity and Inclusion.
Was it
Projects and Events? Projects and Events for the Department of Diversity and Inclusion.
Okay. Was it then unanimously?
No,
it's not.
Then you
vote,
yeah.
All right. We'll now move into a vote. All those in favor, please state by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. We'll now move back into the nomination of Ivy Tesfaye. So, did we already? No. So I am seeking a motion to approve the nomination of Ivy Tesfaye to the Office of Commissioner of Social Justice and Policy for the Department of Diversity and Inclusion. Senator Flingis.
I move to approve the nomination of Ivy Tesfaye to the Office of Commissioner of Social Justice and Policy for the Department of Diversity and Inclusion.
Senator Chalmer.
Second.
We will now, Dr. Benjo, if you'd like to give a presentation on your candidate.
A passion to learn more and do more in the community and on campus to
that's something that we could definitely hold on our campus. We could collaborate with the club Our Story and have an open and honest discussion about diversity regarding UNR, the state of Nevada, or our country in general. Another short-term goal of mine is to make sure that all diversity policies are being upheld. So I definitely plan on having a discussion with Precious in the Department of Legislative Affairs to go over any policies that are not adhering with any particular group of people, or even introducing some new ideas that could shed light to any minorities here on campus. So for long-term goals, I would really like to build cultural intelligence here on campus. So that can be done through courses like African American Studies or workshops and experimental learning opportunities for faculty, staff, and students. ABLE, which is Ambition, Beauty, Leadership, and Equality in Women, BSO, which is the Black Student Organization, and Queen Connections are some organizations here on campus that promote diversity in all races and genders. So partnering with these clubs could create opportunities for fun educational events, and they could ultimately provide the tools and resources to help every student feel like they belong on campus. So ultimately, I'm a hardworking individual with proven leadership and organizational skills. I'm seeking to apply my abilities to fill the social justice and policy position here at ASUN. I'm an extremely dedicated team player who can be relied upon to help the ASUN achieve its goals. And I genuinely want to help make this campus as diverse and safe as possible. Especially in this day and age, I want the students of UNR to rejoice in our differences and realize that our variations must not be allowed to blind the reality that we essentially need each other. So, thank you.
Awesome. We'll now move into question and answer. Are there any questions at this time? Senator Becker.
So, given the different like events that diversity and inclusion already has going on, do you have any like improved or like things you want to add to those programs for those projects and events, or new events you want to add as a whole?
So I don't have any like specific ideas, just because Ayana is the like, commissioner for events, so that's kind of her job. But like definitely working with clubs and Our Story especially to just have like an open discussion about diversity here on campus, because I feel like there's so much to be said, but there's not really much talking about it. So just having an open discussion, for sure.
Any further questions? I encourage senators who haven't spoke tonight. Senator Bowman?
So one of your long-term goals was to build cultural intelligence, like with classes and all that. I was wondering if you could expand on that.
Yeah, so it was just like an idea, but for sure, just like not only having, trying to implement ideas like for courses and stuff, but even just have like clubs take on debates about what's cultural appropriation and what does diversity mean to you. Just kind of, again, having an open discussion about these important topics. So, yeah.
Director Benjo?
I also have intentions of bringing her in onto the core curriculum committee and the core objective 10 task force to also have her input in that as well on courses and on student learning outcomes.
Any further questions? Seeing none, we'll move into a discussion. So at this time, we ask that you leave the room, but under Nevada open meeting law, you don't have to, but it promotes a discussion. So we'll go into discussion, starting with the first hand. I again encourage, Senator Flingus.
I think it's great that she has all kinds of like this like passion as a freshman, especially coming in. And it's clear that she read the SAS and she understands her duties, because she even talked about like what people are doing at other institutions. So I think she's a really good fit for the job, because not only did she like look what she was supposed to do, she has some really like positive ideas moving forward, and I think she's a great candidate.
Any further discussion? I encourage senators again that haven't talked yet. Senator Becker.
At Oversight last night, we discussed like one of the main duties, which was like research initiatives and different like inclusive stuff that other universities do. And she didn't have an answer last night, but this evening she did. So I'm glad that she came well prepared and shows a lot about her.
Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor of nominating Ivy Tesfaye
state by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. And then we'll clap, like you guys said. Senator Becker?
I move to approve the nomination of Ayanna Roper to the Office of Project, or Commissioner of Projects and Events for the Department of Diversity and Inclusion.
Senator Lippe?
Second.
Director Benjo, if you would like to present your candidate.
Hello. So my last candidate, Ayanna, she, like Ivy, is very young, and I have very confidence that her and Ivy are going to stay persistent with the department and make it better, and I really love that aspect of them because they are young and there is always room to grow and to kind of build up the department. So with Ayanna, I chose her because she came with a lot of great ideas, she came with a lot of confidence in her interview, and without further ado, she'll tell you the rest.
Ayanna, you'll have a 10-minute presentation, so whenever you're ready.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ayanna Relliford, and I'm just going to start by, I have some copies of my resume and cover letter for you all. So, I'm a sophomore here at the university, and my major is information systems with a minor in cybersecurity. So with that, I am the secretary of Nevada Cyber Club, and that entails like the basic minutes, but it also involves marketing. So I do a lot of the, I manage all of our social media pages, so I have a lot of experience collaborating on executive teams. And this year, we are developing a diversity committee to bring more people of color and women into technology, and we're creating more events to do that. I'm a second-year member of ABLE Women, which is Ambition, Deep Beauty, Leadership, and Equality, and that's part of the BCC, the Black Culture Cooperative. And we just organize events for community service for young girls in our community, more predominantly young girls of color. Like, every year we host a philanthropy event called Queen and You, and we just take the girls from the Young Boys and Girls Club, and we host events to teach them about college readiness and professionalism. And towards the end, all the proceeds go towards a charity of our choice. So last year, we chose an event. The charity of our choice was to prevent human trafficking. And I'm also a fluent Spanish speaker. So on campus, what I do with that is I'm a volunteer at the IELC, the Intensive English Language Center. And right now, my partner is a young girl from Colombia, and I just tour her around campus and show her the different like resources for like I'd have her feel more like welcome on campus. So when it comes to, so that was like about me, so things I'd like to implement and for about this position is one of the things I noticed is that I feel this campus does a really amazing job with trying to advertise or promote representation diversity on campus, and we have a lot of resources. The only problem is that most people, especially the younger students, don't quite know about it. So I, like being a sophomore and other freshmen, a lot of my peers don't even understand like the purpose of this center. And what is there? And we do have a lot of multicultural Greek fraternities and sororities on campus, but there aren't too many events to promote them. So I think what we should do is like a main event and maybe like a diversity day. So all the clubs on campus, like BSO, all the clubs in BCC, like SOAM and ABLE, and like all the different Hispanic frats or the like Black frats and sororities can come on campus and present themselves so that students have like a safe space to feel represented. Not in the sense to be divisive, but that they feel welcome and that there's a place for them on campus as well. And that was my presentation, so thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. Are there any questions at this time for Ayanna Relliford? Senator Kirkendall?
Hello.
for Diversity Day because that is a diverse background, being part of LGBTQIA+. So then being a part of the Diversity Day event would definitely have to be included.
Are there any further questions at this time? I encourage at least one more question. Senator Chalmer?
All right, so you said that you had identified a problem with like the current state of things, and that was kind of the outreach of the diversity sources on campus, especially towards freshmen, and then you solution that was Diversity Day. I guess this question is more geared towards the Diversity Center itself. How are you going to make sure that people are aware of the Diversity Center and what purpose it serves?
Well, first thing, like I stated, that the majority of people don't know about it are the younger students, the freshmen and sophomore, and I do live in the residence halls. I've been here living on campus, and the entire time I've lived there, I have not seen one poster about the center. So I really think that more effort to advertise it on campus, especially where the younger students normally are, would definitely help.
Any further questions? Thank you, Ayanna. We asked at this time if you leave the room under Nevada open meeting law. You don't have to, but it encourages a more open discussion. So that's up to you. We'll move into discussion starting with the first hand. Senator Chalmer.
The big thing that stood out to me, as my question replied, was she not only understood what the resources were and the quality of them, but she also identified a problem that she wanted to address specifically and then had a plan for. I like that because it means like you're thinking about what the actual problems are instead of, you know, what kind of changes you want to make.
Any further discussion? Senator Compton?
I thought she was very well spoken. I thought she was very articulate. I thought she had a lot of good ideas. She was very well. She's also very involved, like on the organization. She was involved in all the ideas that she brought to the table.
Any further discussion? Senator Toole?
She seemed like really well prepared, and just because like through all of her involvement that she does, she seems to have a lot of connections on campus and seems to know exactly who to talk to and how to get stuff done efficiently with the ideas that she brought to the table.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor for approving the nomination of Ayanna Ruffer to the Office of Commissioner of Project and Events for the Department of Diversity and Inclusion, please state by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Dr. Reedy, I have a question. It was regarding the last candidate. What was the problem?
You guys voted on nominating.
No,
yes.
They moved to approve.
On the second person?
No.
Didn't we just talk and they amended it and there was something else?
No, we
that
amended Ayanna Ruffer and then we moved back into Ivy Tesla. Right? Was that?
That's
Dr.
how I have
B?
A
that's what we were talking.
Yeah, we just they thought they didn't hear and I just wanted to make sure that you had a motion to approve.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought what happened was that you asked for a motion to approve
and
then
someone
seconded it, but there wasn't.
Yeah, we seconded it, right?
No, no one put forth a motion to change
that's
what
right.
You needed to change.
Before
yeah.
Anyone can second
yeah.
The motion.
Yeah. No. There was a motion to approve her. There was just no motion to approve the change from Ayanna Ruffer's one to, say, events and programming.
I have Senator Flingus move to amend the nomination of Ms. Ruffer to read Commissioner Projects and Events for the Department of Diversity and Inclusion. Senator Mall seconded and the amendment carried.
Oh,
and then after that, we moved back into the nomination of Ivy Tesfaye.
So you guys amended it and then renominated it to her to the position and then approved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's three motions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure everyone was appointed. Okay. If all three of you could come up, please. All four of you.
I'm
moving to agenda item 18, miscellaneous business for Senate committee changes. So, are there any Senate committee changes at this time? Any Senate committee changes? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time, Senator Plangus?
If you haven't signed the banner, please do so before you leave. Like, it's actually really important. Please sign the banner. That'd be awesome.
Any further comments and announcements, Senator Smith?
After this meeting, I am going to the College of Liberal Arts career night. You do not have to be College of Liberal Arts to table with me. I don't want to be there alone. I'd love if at least one more person to come. It's just from 7:30 to whenever. And we're just hanging out at the table and talking to people. So I'd love if somebody else can join me.
Any further comments and announcements? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Dr. Beattie?
Yeah, so really quick, I just want to go back to counseling services coming in here today. If one in three of our students, or in between one in three and one of our four students, are from Southern Nevada, they're going to be impacted. And we all grieve in different ways, and we need to be able to reach out and get resources. If you know a student that's impacted and they haven't been able to get to the counseling center, or you don't know what to do about it, please forward me their name. We have a new dean of students. The dean of students' job to make sure that students get the resources that they need here on campus. You don't have to get involved. Just forward me their name. I'm going to forward it to Mike Sagala, our new dean of students, and he will actually reach out with them and make sure that they get the services that they need. So please, if you know somebody that's hurting, that needs help, whatever, give me their name.
Any further public comment at this time? I have something I would just like to say. I got an email from Quentin Kinsella, and I would just like these on the records. These are dates for election meetings and dates along those lines. So on February 6, 2019, from 6 to 9 p.m., there'll be a mandatory candidates meeting in the Joe Crowley Student Union Theater. February 7, 2018, from 6 to 9, there's a how-to workshop. February 22, 2018, there is the ASU and Senator debates for Kavner College of Education and College of Business. February 26, 2018, from 7:30 to 8:30, is the ASU and Senator debates for Health Science, College of Liberal Arts, and College of Engineering. And then on February 27, 2018, from 7:30 to 8:30, the debates will be for Interdisciplinary College of Science and College of Journalism. Awesome. Senator Plangus?
Did she say when the application closes? Is that also on the email? Or is it just the mandatory meeting?
Just the mandatory meetings and, like, debates along those lines are in here. Senator Becker?
She said we all have this email.
No, she just sent this